incredibly gorgeous women out there who are liberating the female body and the black female body. Remember that Scheherazade Ali gave us the Black Man's Guide to the Black Woman? Well, she went on to do another book that, of course, received no attention hardly, which was Are You Still a Slave? And I thought about that book a lot after seeing 12 Years a Slave, because one of the aspects of the film I found so incredibly upsetting was the representation of the black female body, not just the body of Patsy, but the body of all the black women, coded again as sexual servants, victims, only there to satisfy the needs of someone else. And even the wife of Solomon, we never really see her have a voice. And a lot of people said, well, she didn't have a voice in the book. And I said, there wasn't that one black woman having sex in the book either. You know, the one that creeps over into to sleep with Solomon. I mean, think about that. He could create the sexualized black woman image. And people didn't question that image because isn't that what we are, black women? We'll just fuck on the minute. Anybody that, you know, and weep afterwards, and it's like, we're all sitting there thinking, where did she come from? What was the purpose of that scene? And yet, that was a fictive scene that he thought to put in. Why couldn't we have had those fictive 60 seconds where the wife said, life was really hard for me while you were gone, or something? I mean, I just want you to think critically about what we do with the black female body, why we image some things and not others. Why, if you can create that fictive sex scene, could we not have had any fictive moment in the film where the black female body is in resistance, not in despair, because despair is not resistance. That is, you know, when Patsy thinks that about killing herself. Well, I mean, part of why I'm so excited and proud to be here today is that I am up here with black women who are all about redefining and creating a different kind of image, liberating the black female body. We were backstage just talking about Chala's interpretation of Angela Davis and how it gave us a total different awareness of Angela Davis. And so that's what we hope to discuss and talk about together here, the negatives and the positives of redefining ourselves, getting outside the box.